Mark chapter 13. And as he was going out of the temple, one of his disciples says to him, "Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here." And Yeshua answering said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another, that shall not be thrown down." And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, over against the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled?" And Yeshua answering them, began to say, "Take heed lest any man deceive you. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Messiah,' and will deceive many. And when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be troubled, for such things must come, but the end will not be yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in diverse places, and there will be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows. But take heed to yourselves, for they will deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues you will be beaten, and you will be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, do not be anxious beforehand of what you shall speak, neither premeditate, but whatever shall be given to you in that hour, speak it, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. Now the brother will betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and children will rise up against their parents, and will cause them to be put to death. And you will be hated by all men for my name's sake, but he who shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. But when you shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him who reads understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. And he who is on the housetop must not go down into the house, neither enter it, to take anything out of his house. And he who is in the field must not turn back again to take up his garment. But woe to those who are with child, and to those who nurse infants in those days. And pray that your flight is not in the winter. For in those days there shall be affliction, such as has not been from the beginning of the creation which Elohim created to this time, neither shall there be. And unless Yeshua had shortened those days, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he has chosen, he has shortened the days. And then, if any man shall say to you, 'Behold, here is the Messiah,' or 'Behold, he is there,' do not believe him. For false messiahs and false prophets will rise and will show signs and wonders, to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, the moon shall not give her light. The stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send his angels, and will assemble his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When its branch is yet tender, and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you in a like manner, when you shall see these things come to pass, know that it is near, even at the doors. Truly I say to you, that this generation shall not pass, till all these things shall be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour no man knows, not even the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take heed, watch and pray, for you do not know when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a long journey, who left his house, and gave authority to his servants, and to each his work, and commanded the gatekeeper to watch. Watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house comes, at evening, at midnight, at the cock crowing, or in the morning. Lest coming suddenly, he should find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch.